The Arkansas Forestry Commission says the danger of wildfires continues across Arkansas. Commission said in a news release, low humidity levels of below 35% to 40% and wind gusts of 10 miles an hour per more and more will keep the fire danger high both today and tomorrow. Burn bans are in effect in 26 counties, including Claiborne, Fulton, Independence, Lawrence, Sharp, Stone, and White counties. And as conditions become more favorable for wildfires in Arkansas, two state parks are scheduling prescribed burns to reduce the risk of fires. Crowley's Ridge State Park near Paragould and Davidsonville Historic Park near Pocahontas are scheduling burns of about 19 acres of land at each park site. Superintendent of Davidsonville Historic State Park, Kendra Harris, says the burns are needed.
Because there's so much leaf litter on there that, you know, it can affect animals living there. It opens up our forest floor, it removes dead branches, you know, thick underbrush, and it ends up, over time, it becomes more inviting for animals. They have more to eat, more plants, more insects there. It also will return valuable nutrients to the ground. So that's kind of our plan, is to get, you know, rid of the old fuel that's down there in the leaf litter and then make it a better place for the animals to live at.
And Harris says the burns are also needed to reduce the risk of wildfires in this part of the state.
We want to get rid of that fuel that's on the ground. For an area that, to my knowledge, has not been burned in the past several years, there's a lot of leaf litter, dead branches, dead trees, you know, especially from our ice storm in 2009. And we're trying to get that done, because the longer it sits there, the more risk it'll be as for starting wildfires. So it will help.
And she tells what area will be burned.
Probably no more than 18 acres. The areas that we have picked out have good fire lines already around them. So it shouldn't, I don't even think it'll burn probably the 18 acres. So, because some of it's near, has been pretty wet, so.
And also, she says that if burn bans are in effect in the counties the parks are located in, the burn will not take place. She says crews will come in and burn when it is safe to do so.
So there will be a crew from across the state that will come in. Forestry Commission will also be available if needed. And these individuals that come in are trained, have been to several prescribed burns, and they have certain methods that they do to protect the area around where they're burning. So, and it will not happen unless we have favorable conditions of, you know, the right temperature, humidity, wind speed, and direction of the wind. So everything has to be just perfect before they'll actually burn.
And Harris says a specific date has not been set for the burn, but parts of the park are closed.
Since we have to have favorable conditions, we can't give an exact date of what day we're going to burn. The park will be shut down to a certain point, and access will not be allowed to the areas that we're burning. So that part of the park will be closed, and it'll actually be the area around Black River Trail and the town site that will be closed that day, and access to our boat ramp.
And Crowley's Ridge State Park is also scheduling a prescribed burn. Both parks say they'll burn, and that will take place sometime before March 1st.